What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number three. The phone lines are open if you want to call on in. Still keeping an eye on Hurricane Dorian. And it's currently located, the center of the storm is currently located 45 miles northwest of St. Thomas, gusting to 80 miles an hour. That makes it a Category 1 storm. And everybody's trying to figure where exactly is it going to go? Where is it going to hit? It's a glancing blow on San Juan, it looks like, from this satellite photo I'm looking at. And it looks like there's another major storm system forming up to the north. Do you know that hurricanes can actually collide? They can actually orbit each other. They can actually merge and become superstorms. If you ever saw the George Clooney movie, The Perfect Storm, it was based on a true event. And part of that event was two major North Atlantic storms merging into one superstorm. Okay, so let's go back to the phone. One's here, Jim in Illinois. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. This drug settlement that was done on Monday, I'm not all that happy about it because unless they go after the doctors, because the doctors, they're the ones that wrote the prescriptions, and they probably knew that the medication that they were writing on their prescription pad was not good, but they did it anyway. Until I see a lot of doctors go to jail, I'm not all that happy about this settlement.
Well, I want to see the executives at the pharmaceutical corporation who financially encouraged the doctors to write those prescriptions. I think they're the ones who should be in jail.
Well, why not both of them?
I think just getting those executives into jail will send the message that we need to send.
I would hope so. And my final question, you know, considering the way Donald Trump has been acting, especially these last 2 weeks, do you think he's mentally unstable?
You know, I have to be honest. I'm starting to wonder what's going on inside his skull and whether the strain of the job is getting to him or if somebody is dosing his morning coffee with something that just makes him sound dumb. But it's... yeah, he does seem like he's erratic, that he's not thinking clearly, that he doesn't really have a continuity of plan with what he wants to do with the administration. He just seems to go from day to day to day, making it up as he goes along.
Right, and what's really, really sad, the Democrats, I'm not that impressed with them.
Well, I'm not impressed with either one of them. I haven't really been impressed with a politician since the day, what was his name, EDS. So, well, anyway, let's just put it this way. It's been a long time since I've been impressed by a politician. Obviously, Kennedy was impressive, but then right. I was only about, 11 at the time.
Uh-huh. Wow. Well, Michael, that's it. You take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open. And, all right, over in Georgia, there's this teenager who is suing her former school district. And apparently the problem is the teenager said that when she was a 16-year-old sophomore at Fayette County High School in 2017, she told administrators another student sexually assaulted her and pressured her into performing oral sex. The school then expelled her for the rest of the school year for sexual impropriety. And so now she's suing them. I hope she wins. I mean, she's the victim here. All right, let's go back to the phones. Chance in West Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Mike. Boy, this news is so bizarre, what's going on in this country. It's practically hard to believe. You know, I wonder how long it's going to be, using this Hurricane Dorian as an example, as the first example. Now, since all this anti-white sentiment, to heap all this on the white race when all they've done was help people all around the world with earthquakes, hurricanes. They contributed time, efforts, money. I wonder how long it's going to be before they finally say, hey, look, we don't care what happens to other countries anymore. We don't get the respect we deserve for helping. We're not doing it anymore. We're only going to help ourselves. I'm wondering if that would ever materialize out of frustration. What do you think?
Well, first of all, you need to understand that most of the times when our government says they're helping another country, they're not really. They're just paying a bribe to that country's leadership to get some kind of business concession, access to natural resources, various things like that. So,
I know, but Mike, I'm talking about the boots on the ground, the guys that go down there and help these people rebuild. Your average Joe.
But they don't get a lot of rebuilding done. I mean, if you look at the aftermath of the war in Iraq, you know, the stuff that they built fell apart almost immediately. Much of that money that was sent into Iraq for reconstruction, it simply vanished.
Well, speaking for myself, I would say, hey, look, you know, if you people want to do this, carry on like this, make me feel guilty for having a good heart and wanting to help, I'm just not going to do it anymore. So there. I mean, that's how frustrated I am to be discriminated against in my own country and then be asked to go do something for somebody else. I'd say, no, that's it. This is where I draw the line. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, Mike. I guess it's frustration. It's just too much to put on the white race's shoulders to ask them to do things over and over and put up with being called these names, these vile, wicked names, and I don't know, it's just too much. Okay, Mike, thank you now.
All right, thank you, and I'm sorry there was a slight interruption here. We were getting the final price of what all of our excess shipping is going to cost, and as a point of fact, it's nowhere near as bad as I thought it might be. So, anyway, so let's get on back here. Apparently, Stephen Fabrizio, Senior Executive Vice President and Global General Counsel for the Motion Picture Association of America, was arrested last Friday and charged with rape and blackmail. Apparently, he met this woman on one of these sugar daddy dating websites and threatened to tell her family and her employer that she'd accepted money for sex if she did not continue to have sex with him after she tried to break off the relationship. Well, he did wrong, but let's be honest, if you're going onto a sugar daddy website, you know what you're getting into, and you know the kind of individuals that you're dealing with. Okay. Something just hung. There we are. All right, article out of Ethan Allen talking about, did Defense Secretary James Mattis commit war crimes in Iraq? I think a lot of people committed war crimes in Iraq. I mean, the whole war in Iraq was a war crime, if you really think about it. So, Mattis repeatedly over the years has protected American service members who killed civilians, using his status as a division commander to wipe away criminal charges against Marines accused of massacring 24 Iraqi civilians in Haditha in 2005 and granting clemency to some of those convicted in connection with the 2006 murder of a 52-year-old disabled Iraqi who was apparently shot in the face four times. Yeah, that's a war crime. Give you a hint right there. All right, back to the phones here. Keith Rogers, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I have one thing for you here. You know, Bolton's out there claiming right now that China stole design information for their new jet that looks just like the F-35. And I wanted to bring to attention here that for years now, China has been making parts for the F-35. And this is according to the Pentagon documents. But what's interesting about that is in that new John McCain 2019 security, defense security pact thing, when you read through that thing, I got through about 60-some pages of it like that, but they're all outsourced jobs. And this falls in line with Rumsfeld's 2010 speech about the Pentagon bureaucracy of privatizing everything in the U.S. military. And so all these jobs have been outsourced to other countries. That's why we see Turkey was involved, China's involved, even Israel's involved, you know. And so if Bolton was so, irate about this, wouldn't it be an act of treason on the part of those in the Pentagon to outsource that to an alleged enemy?
Well, I'm sure when they outsourced it, China wasn't considered an enemy. In fact, if you look at China, the same thing with Russia. It wasn't all that long ago. We were all considered friends and buddy-buddy. It's just somebody here in the U.S. government just took that little switch on the wall that went from friend to enemy, and they threw it both for Russia and for China. And so those pre-existing agreements are an embarrassment, I will grant you, but they are still legally binding and enforceable.
Yeah, well, this all falls back to that NSC 68 doctrine there that was through Truman there. They have to have a constant enemy, and that's why we have the always a constant buildup in the military. Local jobs suffer, and it's only those in the defense area or arena, I'll call it, that they're like Wolf Blitzer. When Rand Paul was talking to Blitzer there about the bombing in Yemen, and of course Blitzer says, well, what about the jobs in the defense department there? And the same thing with Brian Williams, talking about the splendor of those beautiful missiles. I mean, these guys are psychopaths, you know?
Yes. No, well, I agree with you, absolutely.
Just pointing that out there, the fact is, we wouldn't have this problem like that if they didn't have this constant war agenda, because that's what moves the economy. I sent an email to you earlier there about this Brazilian forest fires. And yet on your site, you have that stuff where the Alaskan tundra is now open for business, you know?
Yes.
And of course, remember, like in that video, The Shock Doctrine, they trained all these college kids on these campuses out throughout all Florida, everything like that, you know? And then they sent these kids back in their home areas. Brazilian's president down there had claimed at first that NGOs were behind the fires, and then they started blaming the students. And it just makes you wonder if this is more of this shock doctrine, or as Nixon would say there with Chile, to make the economy scream. Everything is being pressed on to the people right now. It's just like what the CIA has done abroad is now being done here at home. And we can see this by the miles of tent cities, the people crapping in the streets, no social reform whatsoever. And that's exactly what it's supposed to be. As billions of dollars in arms continue to flow, which creates more war, to where U.S. soldiers are being killed, perhaps by their own country's arms that are being sent to these rapacious regimes that they later send in as policing.
Yes.
That's it, Mike. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And apparently some UN peacekeepers got ambushed. We're going to go back to the phones here. Dustin in New Jersey is calling in. I guess you want to respond to one of the earlier callers.
Wasn't this caller just, it was the one right before, was it Chance from Virginia, West Virginia?
Yeah.
He said, wait, if they don't want our help, then who needs them? I'm like, hey, dude, the British Empire and America gave smallpox to Indians. Were you bringing democracy? Mike, I don't know if that was a joke call. They lied about Iraq. George Bush was white, okay?
Yes.
They lied about Iraq and how many people died there. Obama was black, Libya. Bill Clinton with Yugoslavia. This has nothing to do with black and white. This is about greenbacks in your pocket. You know,
right.
I got so irate. Mike, I got
very
so
well
irate.
Put.
You know, Mike, I'm so irate. It had to be a joke call because I'm flabbergasted. Who's mostly on Wall Street ripping us off? They're all white.
Yep.
You know, I mean, I'm white Catholic, but I mean, come on now. What kind of crap is this? It's not a white and black issue. I can't say good versus evil because these people think they're not evil. So it's just, you're doing right and you're doing wrong. You know, and it's a wrong issue. They're wrong. You know, it's just all these people in the EU, they're all, is there anybody in the EU that's black, Mike? They're all white. Tusk, that, you know, Juncker, Angela Merkel. And like I said, I'm white, but I mean, we're not good. We're an empire, dude. Like, Britain was an empire. All empires are crap. We're only doing it for our own elite. That's it. That's why
yes.
When they bailed out Wall Street, they didn't bail you out. They bailed out their own group, their small group of people. That's it. So, Mike, I'm so tired of people. I know there's a war on white people, but it's actually not. It's all a game, man. Like, I don't understand why people can't see that. It's all about just what's right and wrong. That's it. And it's just about making money and power, and that's all it's about. It's not about Satan or God or any of this, you know? That's all I got to say,
yes.
Mike. Have a good rest of the show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, and boy, I'm really starting to feel the fatigue here. And apparently, once again, Nestle is going up against a local community. They want to siphon 1.1 million gallons of water a day from a natural springs, stick it in a bottle, and sell it at a huge markup. Although more and more places are starting to ban those bottles. Here in Hawaii, they're starting to phase them out. And you're expected to carry your own little high-quality thermal wall flask, and they'll provide filling stations where you can get water. But the little the days of the plastic bottle of water may be numbered on that one here. And anyway, the opponents to this project are saying the fragile river cannot sustain such a large draw. Alrighty. Let's see. Apparently, Mattis is now sounding the warnings over the fractured alliances, which, yeah, that's been a big part of Trump's policy. It is that his brusque attitude, if you will, his bullying, his demanding, his sanctions and tariffs, the American hegemonic alliance, if you will, is falling apart. Everybody's lining up on the other side. Apparently, there's been a new scandal surrounding Joe Biden. Executives are claiming that Biden's brother offered Biden's help promoting a business venture. So it's corruption here. Over in a Maryland sanctuary county, the fourth illegal alien has been arrested for rape just this month. And let's see. Oh, yeah, we saw this one before here. Apparently, there's this MSNBC host claimed on air that Trump has loans with Deutsche Bank backed by Russian billionaires close to Vladimir Putin. This is all based, supposedly, on an anonymous source. In fact, I think O'Donnell has already retracted this. I think I just saw that coming across the screen. So, yeah, they're just making it up as they go along here. Anyways, Dustin was mentioning Trump moves to open 16.7 million acre Alaskan rainforest to corporate exploitation. Now, an Alaskan rainforest is not the same thing as an Amazon rainforest. One is tropic, one is temperate, and we'll be back after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And apparently they just held the final hearing in Manhattan U.S. District Court yesterday, which was there to formally dismiss the charges against Jeff Epstein, which is typical when the accused is deceased. It was also held to allow testimony from some of the victims. Now, Epstein's own lawyers are telling the court that he likely died by assault, that his injuries are far more consistent with assault than with a suicide, which we all kind of knew anyway. Now, the story is that Jeffrey Epstein has been interred already in a mausoleum which also has the remains of his parents, and that mausoleum has had all identifying marks stripped from it so that people who are angry with Jeff Epstein wouldn't vandalize it. In other words, nobody knows where Epstein really is buried, if he's buried there at all. Personally, I think he's down in the Cayman Islands playing canasta with Ken Lay, yeah. All righty. So we already talked about this. Horowitz has concluded all four FISA warrants to spy on the Trump campaign were illegal. Apparently, the Israeli strikes in Iraq, rented lips, were launched from SDF-held Syria. That's what Baghdad believes. Boy, it's just getting. I'm really mostly worried about India and Pakistan because they are nuclear armed. Right. Let me find some more to report on here. Anyway, that's 800-313-9443 if you want to join in and help me with this last half hour of the show. And let's see. Okay, up in Michigan, there was a candidate who was campaigning on the platform of making the city as white as possible. He's now had to quit the race. And that was a little reckless here. We mentioned this one before. Over in Iowa, there's this college professor declared himself to be Antifa. He wanted to kill Christians. He wanted to bash Donald Trump with a baseball bat. Now, here's where it gets interesting. The Pentagon is standing in opposition to Israel's attacks on Iraq. Well, certainly it could destabilize the region, and I'm sure that the Pentagon understands full well. The only reason Israel has for attacking Iraq, Lebanon, Syria, it's Netanyahu's election campaign strategy. If it bleeds, I lead, apparently is what he's thinking. Okay. Okay, Chanel has gone PC. They've selected their first openly transgender model for a beauty campaign. This is probably going to go over about as well as those Gillette Be All That You Can Be male bash commercials. I think we're coming up on a point where these companies are going to realize going PC is bad for the bottom line. They're losing money. Gillette certainly did. There was another one, I forget off the top of my head right now, they went with this real to be sissy commercial for a manly product, and it just went down. And now we've got this one, a transgender model for a beauty campaign by Chanel. Not going to work. And I'll tell you why it's not going to work. It's not because people are insensitive or racist or whatever. We don't like having this stuff shoved down our throat. If you want to be transgender or LGBTQ, PDF, BFD, LSMFT, fine. Go live your life the way you want to live it. But this constant trying to shove it in our faces, that's where it's falling apart. That's where the problem is. This constant shoving it at our children, this constant indoctrination, this brainwashing. That's where people are getting angry and resentful. I don't care what you do in your home, in your place of employment, in your circle of friends, just as you shouldn't care what I do in my home, my place of employment, my circle of friends. Live and let live. What's wrong with that? But this idea of this constant in your face, we're going to come in to your personal space and we're going to do what we do and show your kids what we do. And if you don't go along with that, well, then you're just being insensitive and you're being cruel and you're being unkind and you're the person who's in the wrong. I don't think so. All right, we're coming up here on another commercial break here. We have two phone calls waiting online, and we'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no-media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And over the break here, my lovely wife, who's off camera that way, raised a very good point. With Israel attacking Iraq, what is Muqtada al-Sadr, who is, I guess, still the leader of the Mahdi army, what is he likely to do about it? I mean, he could kick that whole thing back into high gear almost overnight. The very very, very delicate situation. All right, we're going to take some phone calls now, starting with David in Iceland. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you. Hello, Mike. I was just wondering, you know, this Fox 14 clip that was, you know, I don't know if it was a mistake or whatever, you know. Is it not a time difference or... Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm sorry. I'm not on. Which Fox clip is this you're talking about?
Fox 14. That hasn't happened yet. Where the anchor is saying, you know, about the shooting in El Paso in the Walmart.
Yeah.
And then she says that hasn't happened yet.
Oh, yes, yes, I remember that one. Well, I mean, you know, the media's got these huge embarrassments, like the one where the WTC7 was still standing when the BBC reported.
Yeah,
it was
I remember that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that one. But is it not just a time difference? You know, where is this Fox 14 located?
It sounds like an affiliate. And I think if you just web search Fox 14, it'll tell you what city it's located in. But my guess is that that video clip has been Orwellized well and truly by now. But it is. It's the downside of live broadcasting, whether it's TV news at Fox 14 or the What Really Happened show on RBN. If you make a mistake, it's out there and there's no taking it back.
Yeah, I know. I was just wondering, you know, to be perfectly sure, because I was using this. I met one quite famous actor in the swimming pool. I was just coming from the pool, and I listened to the first hour, and then I jumped into the pool, and I met this guy. And I was telling him about this, and he is both a famous actor and also has been writing. And I was giving him ideas about, you know, what he could use, like news that haven't happened. And I pointed him at this Fox 14. So I think this is quite easy to use something like this to wake up people. I just wanted to tell people that
I don't remember if I kept a copy of that clip. And if I did, it is in a container ship. Down in Honolulu Harbor, scheduled to sail in 2 days. So it's on
YouTube. It's on YouTube. The only thing you need to point, if you do just Fox 14, that hasn't happened yet, then it pops up.
Okay.
Okay, I just wanted to, if you have a confirmation about this, that it's absolutely, you know, the right time or something.
The video is the confirmation. All right, David, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Lauren in Ohio. Aloha, Lauren. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, what a nice man. And, you know, he should recommend to that guy whatreallyhappened.com. And
I agree.
That writer. Huh?
I agree.
Yeah, if that writer wants to write about some stuff, because I'll tell you what, you would have a hot, hot market for things that are really going on, you know, so people could start understanding. They don't seem to be able to pay attention long enough to, you know what I mean, to really grasp the depth of, wow. But anyway, hey, I'm glad you're my neighbor. I'm in Ohio, and
yes,
I'm a naturopathic doctor. Huh?
What part?
Southeastern Ohio, you know where Ohio University is? Like Athens?
Yeah, I do. When I was very young, my family lived in New Philadelphia, Ohio.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, you know, we're close by, but I do naturopathic doctor. I was a drug rep for 9 years, and then I almost died. Tried regular drugs and all that. Couldn't fix this, and I had mycoplasma pneumonia, and my whole family was sick, and we were terribly ill.
It's exactly what I had 5 years ago.
Well, here's the thing. These are bioweapons, and there's papers that I try to get people to read. Mycoplasma, the linking pathogen in neurosystemic diseases by Professor Donald Scott. And it tells you all the agencies involved, CIA, NIH, you know, Bethesda. It tells you that Dr. Shai-Ching Lo holds a patent for mycoplasma, and he's the guy in charge of figuring out what's wrong with 400,000 soldiers that died after they came home from the Gulf. You know, like 28 died there, and then 400,000, half a million, you know, just melted away and died. And, I mean, I had friends among these people, and it's a terrible thing. But anyway, I was going to tell you, if you were at all interested, if you and Claire want to, I could help you with your back and all the stuff that's going on with you. That's what I do. And I will say I'm pretty good at it. And I've got my lovely daughter.
Nice to meet somebody with your humility. And I'll tell you what,
the reason I'm not humble is because I have so many people that are in so much pain. I mean, it ruins your life. I had fibromyalgia, frozen shoulder, couldn't raise my arm above my shoulder. It was bad. All my blood vessels popped on my feet and up the back of my leg. It was terrible. And that's why I'm saying I've been that sick. I hear you when you're saying you're tired, and I'm just telling you, I want you to have hope and know there's something you could do that's natural, that's, you know, easy, quick, you know, and once you know the rules, you're going to just dig life. It's really fun. But anyway, the other thing I was going to say was the moral decay in this country. I got a quick set of solutions. It's four things. First off, obey God, Ten Commandments. Even if you're an atheist, you know, in the Declaration of Independence, it mentions the Creator. Okay, I don't care who you call it, but no man made any other man, you know, except that you're a mother or a father, and then you only have control of that child until they're 20. And then you turn them over to pay their tithe, live their life, be constructive and productive through this experience. You see what I mean? We've lost all this, putting these kids in school. So first off, obey God, 10 simple commandments. And even if you just stick to the don't kill people, don't steal their stuff, don't covet. What are we doing in all these countries? Stealing their stuff. You know, it's ridiculous.
Yes, we are.
Well, and then the next one is keep your money in your pocket. If you don't owe taxes, don't pay them. Read the rules, WeisParis.com or well, there are several different places that you can look at in terms of what the rules are, but there's two sets of citizens, and all the rules are on WeisParis.com. Go to the resource section. This guy, thousands of cases in the IRS. It's just like paperwork. They just say, okay, and stamp you American citizen, American national, as opposed to federal citizen liable for taxes. So keep your money in your pocket. They're not doing good things with this money. Keep your children in your home.
No, they're
under your control. As far as the education system, when you look at all these Satanists and pedophiles, look at this Epstein stuff. This is going on in the schools. All these, remember those kids that were all, I mean, all kind of stuff like this has been going on. We need to be responsible for our offspring and stop just turning them over to these crazy social justice warriors. They're pumping these kids out. They're destroying children, and then they're not even getting an education out of it. I mean, at least remember when they took the Indians from their moms and dads, beat them if they spoke their own language, but they gave them a real education. You really learned 2 + 2 = 4, and you could read, and knew American history. Now we don't have any of that. Why are we giving them money and access to our children? And the last thing, boycott big business. Do business with, you know, RBN, you know, all the smaller companies. And we need to start, you know, like that's what I'm saying. I want you to come on and, you know, we can network and, you know, people get together and help each other being constructive. But that's what I mean. It needs to be that we change what we're doing from the destructive things that we're doing. Turn off that television. Turn on, you know, Republic Broadcasting. Educate yourself. This is war. We're being invaded at our borders. But I won't keep you anymore because do you have any other people waiting, honey?
Yes, we do.
Okay, let me let you go, but God bless you. I'm so glad you're close now. I can't wait to actually meet you in person.
Thank you. I look forward to it as well. Anyway, we're going to switch over to Mike in Brazil. Okay. Aloha, Mike. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike. Are you hearing me?
I hear you fine.
Okay. I'm sorry. I know you have a rule, one caller per show, right? But I heard this comment that Donald Trump may not be in his right mind. Okay, now, people need to realize that he's surrounded by psychopathic criminals, okay, psycho criminals. And the guy is so easily manipulated that you don't... Yes. Today he says one thing and tomorrow he goes over it and he does the exact opposite. Okay, so don't blame the guy. He is very easily manipulated, and with Pompeo and Bolton on his side, there is no wonder that he's taking such sharp turns in everything he does. So the problem is that he's not running the country. Somebody else does, and people need to keep that in mind. Donald Trump may not be the best president we had, but he's not the worst either. Imagine what would have happened if Hillary Clinton would have been president. I want people to keep that in mind, okay? So Donald Trump is not perfect. I understand that. I'm not trying to take his side, but you want to be as objective as possible. So when people complain about Donald Trump that he says one thing and he does another, okay, you have to remember that John Bolton is the one who does the foreign policy. So when Trump comes up with a proposal, John Bolton overrides him. And Pompeo overrides
okay.
him. So he says, okay,
well, see,
all right, so we'll
that
go with
shouldn't
this
be
option.
Happening, and that's Trump's fault. That's Trump's fault. Trump is the boss. Okay, and he says,
I
this
know
is
that.
Going to be our
I know that.
Policy.
You're right, Mike.
Your
you're
job
right.
is to implement
I know that.
It. And if
I know
if
that.
Bolton,
you're right. You're absolutely correct.
Mike.
Yeah, you're
Mike,
absolutely 100%
Mike,
correct.
My turn.
He's the boss. My turn. He's supposed to dictate the terms of the agreement, right? But he doesn't.
If Bolton goes on out and changes the foreign policy on his own, that is a firing offense.
Yeah, I understand. I understand this, but people, you know, people try to paint Donald Trump in different colors, and the guy has no experience in politics. He's practically a newbie in politics, so he's taking the advice of his closest advisors. In which case, we're talking about Pompeo and the other guy, Bolton. So he goes along with him. And if the policy is disastrous, then he suffers the consequences, which gives the Democrats the ammunition to take him down. So we all know this. And I don't know. The problem, it's pretty complicated with Donald Trump because he doesn't have a spine. He doesn't know how to say no. He doesn't know how to say you're fired. Your policy is destructive. Go away. He doesn't know how to say that. He just goes along with him. You know, this is the problem that he has. And
yes.
The last lady that called, you know, God bless her soul, she's right. You know, humans, you know, the way we are, we have defects. We have certain things that normally are considered undesirable. But the problem is that people should. I took biology. I majored in biology, molecular biology, and I have this this thing about the 20 the second pair of chromosome, which appears to be fused three chromosomes into one, one taken from an ape-like creature, and another chromosome taken from a different entity, okay? And basically, you have to have two pairs. You have to have one pair, one from father, one from mother. So in this case,
yes.
we have three, okay? So it's a never-ending controversy over this thing. But what I want to say is that humans aren't all that, I'm not all that bad. It's just that we have bad leaders and the people who listen to the wrong people, like in the case of Donald Trump. I love the guy. He's very funny. I look at the TV and I see him there, and I love what he's saying. But the problem is, when he goes back to the White House, his entire attitude changes, and
yes.
That tells me somebody else is running the show, Mike, and it's not Trump. Okay, so I'm sorry for the people who put all their hopes in Donald Trump. He's not the savior of the nation, nor will he ever be. And God forbid somebody in 2020 from the Democratic Party is going to take position of that high office. We're going to have a big, big problem, Mike. Anyway, I'm going to leave you on this note and have a good remaining show.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And obviously, the big problem I have right now is Biden. he's not getting a lot of traction. His poll numbers are dropping. Right now, between Biden and Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, it's a single percentage point between each of them. So there is no clear front runner. And I'm concerned about, we are still hearing rumblings about a movement to draft Hillary Clinton in for 2020. And I think this is part of her strategy because she's still out there keeping her face on TV, keeping her name out there in front of the public eye. And that's not something that you do if you're thinking about retiring. All righty, let's see. Okay, that caller dropped here. So getting him back. I'm a little puzzled at this one. Apparently, there's an appeals court ruling saying that a Christian video company cannot be forced to film a same-sex wedding, which I'm in agreement. If you have a business, you're allowed to choose who you and who not to have business with. But this flies in the face of all those court cases where bakers have literally been sued out of business for, Christian bakers for refusing to make gay wedding cakes. And all of these cases seem to involve these gay activists who go on out and target these Christian video companies and these Christian bakers. Again, it's like I was saying before, it's the in-your-face attitude that is the problem, not your lifestyle. So anyway, we're coming up here on our final commercial break for the show, back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today on this Wednesday. And it looks like we had a good connection from this hotel. So we will be back tomorrow and Friday. And then Friday, of course, we everything up and head for the airport Saturday morning for one hellaciously long flight. And I'm going to keep my wife plied with alcohol so that her back doesn't bother her much. Yes. We'll take the aircraft with a wheeled dolly, like from Silence to Lamb. So anyway, all righty. Apparently, world's top wealth manager urges clients to sell stocks. I don't know. I mean, it's a very volatile market right now. And apparently somebody started an urban legend that this Dairy Queen location was making burgers with human flesh. And you'll say, oh, come on, that's silly. But these can really have a tremendous impact on a company's bottom line. I remember when I was a kid, somebody started this rumor that McDonald's hamburgers were actually sliced up from these giant mutant pink worms that had been created by McDonald's evil scientists. And they would just slice them up, put them on a bun. And enough people believed it and stopped buying the burgers, it caused a major problem. And no, as in point of fact, McDonald's burgers are not made from giant pink worms. Not sure what they're made from, but not that. One of the problems we have in this world of synthetic foods is that when somebody says something is beef, they don't mean piece of a cow. They mean an approved product name or something that consists of some parts of cow and some filler. And the idea is to make you think that you're getting a good, healthy, wholesome meal, when in point of fact, I think the planet's running out of food. I really do. Okay. So apparently, again, Israel bombed Iraq for the first time in nearly 40 years. Everybody's unhappy with that one. Apparently, over in Gloucester Township, their police has a new 911i emergency dispatch system that allows the service operators to see video live stream from the car's phone. So if you call 911 from your phone, they will see what's on that camera here. Now, apparently, there's a new class action lawsuit against Apple and Samsung saying that their radiation exceeds FCC limits. This is kind of like the gas mileage scandal. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here and enjoy Waikiki at night with my lovely wife. So stay tuned for John Stadmiller. He's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please donate to RBN. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. And share what you know with everybody else. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.